Hey, yo, this is Method Man right here, the Mighty Wu-Tang Clan, and this is MoreLikeRadio.com. Shoo!
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
What ball? I don't have any. I think I also haven't done any EQing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I gotta make you sound loud.
See? How about now? How about now?
Oh,
about
let's
now?
Get better. Yeah?
Yeah, I think it could work.
Yeah?
Andrew,
sounded good.
It was better than the last time.
Yeah.
That Skype.
You know, I got dressed up and left the house.
I noticed that. I was like, man, this is the nicest smelling I've ever smelled.
Yep.
You. Like, he walked in the door and it was just like, oh, that's a pleasant smell.
Yep. Dapper Dwarves.
A Dapper Dwarves. Go ahead and fucking change his goddamn Twitter name now. That's what's going to take off. Holy shit, so much shit to fucking go through, and we got to talk over two sisters.
Well, you know.
You know, that's just the way it happens.
360 or 420.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
When we don't have Judge, we have two sisters.
Yeah, we replaced one vagina with two vaginas. It's fucking fantastic. Yeah, I sent him a message earlier. I was like, Nod's in town. He's like, I'm not. I'm like, well, fucking why? He's like, oh, your vagina hurts. Gotcha. I don't know.
Very specific.
Well, you spent all week saying, oh, yeah, man, Saturday. I'm like, all right, you know, cool.
Little did we know he meant college football.
Yeah. Yeah. Little did we know that he's going to be sitting. It's not like I'm not going to have it on the TV.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean.
It's on the TV when you walk in the fucking door.
So I got to ask, has Gears of War finally installed?
Yep, it has.
You know, 6.5 fucking hours later, yes, it has. 6.5 fucking hours of watching.
I saw a tweet go by and said, like, wow, 3.5 hours and it's still only halfway done.
It was 6.5 hours.
Jesus.
And it was only 43 gigabytes. And it just...
Really?
I do not understand why the installation process has to take fucking 6.5 hours.
They're all mandatory installs now.
All of them. Every single fucking one of them has a mandatory install. And when you go ahead and get your Xbox One, let me give you a little piece of advice. And I just did this yesterday. Buy a small, cheap terabyte hard drive because you're going to need it. The little stock 500 / well, now you can get a terabyte on it. But even at that, you're still going to want it. But so much shit.
I do like that you can use the external now.
Yeah. Well, you use that on the one or on the 360 now, too.
But it was size limited, though.
To two or three.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But either way, you know, something that we don't have in common with Scott Weiland, we're breathing.
That's right.
And,
you know, and depending on the time of the year, it's whether or not he was doing that anyway.
Yeah. Well, was he a
wagon rider?
I know the peoples involved. I may or may not have gone to school with someone. I will not say names or anything, but I do know someone that was on the crew at that show.
Oh, fun.
And
when they go to the bus.
I will say this. He was part of the special, we're going to hire sober people.
Gotcha.
Because, yeah, you know, they were trying to have a sober tour, and that did not last long.
Yeah, well, that never really does for most people.
No.
In that industry.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on the road so much. I mean, hell.
Yeah.
Especially the crew members. I mean, shit.
Yeah. Well, you're stuck in the fucking hotel rooms or whatever.
Doing nothing.
Yeah. Hey, go find something to do. Thank you. I mean, I feel bad, but I don't. I mean, I like the music, sure. But
I like Stone Temple Pilots. I did not like Velvet Revolver so much.
They had their songs.
It sounded like good music, but with Scott Weiland singing.
Yeah. It's almost like...
He was only meant to be in Stone Temple Pilots.
Exactly. He's a little chicken man.
Well, they did Camp Freddy shit, too. I don't know if you knew.
Yeah, yeah.
But Camp Freddy was kind of cool, and that's kind of how that all started. But I don't know. I'm honestly, with the rest of the world, shocked that he made it to 48.
Yeah.
48 years old.
For Who a had junk- that in the pool?
Yeah. 48 years old for a junkie's pretty fucking good, if you ask me.
That fucking guy from high school going, holy shit, he made it this far? Someone owes me $100.
Yeah. But, I mean, you feel for the family, had a kid and whatnot, but, you know, a fucking junkie's a junkie.
Well, how old was the kid? I mean, not like little. Yeah, little
it just though. Says wife and a kid on everything
he
else.
He had a wife?
He had a wife and a kid.
Holy.
Yeah, that wasn't.
Kid is understandable, but wife is like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But, I mean, you want to feel bad for him, but then you're like, come on, dude. Like, you knew you were a junkie. Why the fuck are you shoving coke in your nose?
You know what? I bet he'd still be alive if he had a concealed gun.
Yeah.
He could have taken that.
If he had what I had in my back pocket.
Is it illegal for me to pull it out?
I don't know. We'll get into that here in a little bit. The reason why our fucking town is now on number one ISIS's fucking potential we're going to fuck you up list.
But, and did we talked about that several weeks ago, even.
We did. The we're going to fuck you up list. I don't think we named it that, but that's what sounds good now.
We're on it now.
But, you know, it's fucking Stone Temple Pilots. They fucking moved on. I can't remember. What was the project that they did with the dude from Filter?
Oh, shit.
Army of Me.
Yep.
That was fucking great. I wish they'd go back and do something with that, but, I mean, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. And then fucking Guns N' Roses is getting back together. That's the last thing that Scott Weiland gave us.
Thank you, Scott Weiland.
Yeah. Was, hey, there's going to be a lineup coming and they're going to play again. Yeah. The original lineup.
No.
Guns N' Roses.
And Axl's fat as shit now.
It doesn't matter. He can still hit the... He's got the pipes.
Yep.
He can hit the pipes.
He can't hit that shit.
Yes,
like
he can.
Did.
Yes, he can. With Scott Weiland.
He can get any pipe he wants.
Hell yeah, he can afford it. But, you know, what could you say about a junkie that made more money than any of us ever will? So,
good job, buddy. Yeah, way to go, Bubbles.
Yeah, 48 years of awesomeness and, you know, a couple years of fucking being a drug addict.
Because that really is your two options when you become a drug addict. You're either going to become a famous musician or you're going to become Bubbles from The Wire.
Yeah. Speaking of The fucking Wire, the dude that inspired that died.
Really?
If you watch it, Deacon,
mm-hmm.
The little preacher dude that's in it all the time, that was the actual dude that it was based off of. Because the Wire was based off of David Simon book, where he went into Baltimore and interviewed a bunch of people in the neighborhood and then was like, hey, let's make a show out of it. And I think there was another show connected to it. I think it was NYPD Blues or something.
I'm not sure.
No, anyway, it was something. There was another offshoot, like, TV show, and then there was The Wire, which, I mean, that's not a TV show. It's a fucking way of life. But, hello, bitch. She's there.
Bitch is here? Yay.
Yay. She's going off about Dollar Store. I have no fucking clue
Dollar
why.
Dollar General.
Dollar General?
Yes.
What about
Does it matter?
It matters to her shame on Dollar General.
Well, yeah.
Why?
Hashtag shame on Dollar General. There's links.
Yeah, there's links and all kinds of shit, but I couldn't.
Why?
I was busy watching football. I'm
That's
sorry.
Like that bitch getting pissed off because Target's selling a shirt that says OCD on it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's a.
You didn't read about that?
No.
There's a bitch pissed because they have OCD, obsessive Christmas disorder.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so offensive.
Yeah.
I'm so offended.
We need to buy that for T-Fag.
Huh? Happy solstice.
Axl sucks now. What's up, Brent? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does, but I still would like to see them give a legit go.
Although Slash is still awesome.
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
He was the biggest heroin addict out of all of them. I'm shocked that guy's still alive.
You know who I'm shocked is still alive? John Frusciante.
I'm surprised we're all alive because, you know, gun control.
That was like in my kid's backyard.
When I saw that, I was like, man, Nodor's probably knows where all this is happening.
Like, I'm not going to go into all of it, but there was a mini meltdown that happened. That was the worst information to receive in a pawn shop, period. I'm standing there looking at shit, you know, all the TVs, and I look up, you know, breaking news. I'm like, what the fuck is happening now?
Yeah.
I'm like,
who shot what?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, uh-huh. San Bernardino. Yo, we gotta go.
Yeah.
We gotta go right now.
I gotta make a call.
Yeah. And then the truck wouldn't fucking... The truck fucked up. The door on the truck wouldn't stay shut.
I've had that problem.
It's a shitty fucking problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey.
I know how to fix it, too.
Well, I know how to fix it now.
She has the same problem, too. And then half the time, if you get out, you have to climb out through the passenger side.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I saw all that because I knew you had been in Riverside and all that in San Bernardino area.
That's the county that Big Bear and Victorville and all that shit, that's all in San Bernardino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, like, do you know where all that shit
happened? I know exactly where all that is. Now, I've been in that building.
You've been in that
building? I've been in that building.
How come that doesn't shock me that you've been in a learning disabilities building?
Well, that's why I was there. I was trying to get some, you know, mental help.
Yeah.
And then I sat there for 3 hours and was like, this is dumb, and threw the clipboard back at the lady and was like, I'm magically better now, bye.
Well, glad you didn't come back in, you know?
No shit.
With a bag of fucking pipe bombs and a goddamn wife and an AK or whatever the fuck she was shooting with, AR. Or,
you know,
all the way to... All that is they had like a six-month-old kid.
Yeah.
Well, that was their cover baby.
It's is all that what we're going to call it? Hashtag cover baby?
It's a fucking cover baby. That fucking whore, the bitch of it.
Ashki Malik.
Whatever her fucking name is, I don't give a shit. I never learned shooters' names because I just don't give a shit. But that bitch was an ISIS fucking plant. And this fucking dude from Chicago who had a dad from Iran or Pakistani or whatever the fuck he was from, you know, just kind of, what the fuck?
I don't know.
And everyone keeps going, well, there is no warning signs. How the fuck were there no warning signs?
Can we cover this? Isn't this why they're recording our calls and reading our emails?
Well, okay, the dude traveled to Saudi Arabia and gets married to someone he's never met online. All right, flag.
Yeah, that's, why is that not already being looked at?
What's up, Maul? You got, oh my God, that looks amazing. Mm. Gouda bacon cheeseburger.
Look, John Madden's drawn on it.
Yeah. I can hear him talking about it in my head right now. But,
bacon fondue fries, bro.
Yeah, I'm fucking in. But, how the fuck do you not get flag? Okay, they had multiple shipments of online ordered weapons.
Yeah.
With the name Saeed Farouk. Are you fucking kidding me?
I know.
There's no flags out there.
I hate to sound very xenophobic and possibly quote unquote racist or whatever. But yeah, when you have a very foreign dignitary sounding name, and yes, I know he was a American citizen.
Yeah.
But still, he has foreign ties.
Fuck, he's from Pakistan.
He's got foreign ties.
Yeah.
Like you said, anytime anyone goes to Syria, all right, look, if I were to go to Syria right now, and then come back, I want to be on a list. That should be a flag.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've been.
You could have been radicalized.
Exactly.
But that was the one argument that I was having. I was fucking bullshitting on Facebook, and everyone was like, well, there was no warning signs. They were perfectly normal. No, when you get that many fucking rounds of ammunition shipped to you on a website, and those guns, and they had body armor shipped to their house.
Yeah.
I think someone might need to start looking into looking at shipments.
I'm not saying they can't have it. I'm just saying that's when you go, hey, buddy, why'd you buy all this?
Explain something to me. All right. Packaging has to go through X-ray.
Yeah.
Correct? All
right. They were bought legally.
Okay. My brother had a massive amount of pot shipped through the fucking mail to his house.
Allegedly.
And the feds showed up at his
house.
No,
I'm trying to be nice, man.
It's like, for real, okay? That shit was shipped to his house, and the feds rolled up at his house, and cops were there like, this is arrived, da-da-da-da-da. Okay? Okay, explain to me why the fuck they can come to his house for a massive amount of pot being delivered to his mouth. 5 pounds of weed,
because
okay?
A plant is more dangerous than a gun.
Yeah. Haven't you heard Obama? Climate controls is crazy.
But yet, packages like that can be sent to people's house and x-rayed and...
Well, let's take racism out of this. John Holmes had how much shipped to his fucking house?
That's true.
He didn't get all his shit. He didn't go in there. And on top of that, California is, like, aside from Chicago, they have some of the fucking more stricter gun laws out there.
Yeah.
And it still happened. So, what the fuck are gun laws going to do?
I don't know. But then again, it's like, well, I don't want to get rid of all the guns or anything.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
At this point, it is. You're going to have a... It would take a war.
Not even... I don't even think then. There would still be fucking guns.
Yeah, there would be fucking little hillbillies and shit.
Yeah, someone with 3D print a fucking laser rifle.
That's true. We do have 3D printers now.
There's no fucking getting rid of the problem. How about this? And I had an argument on last night with my cousin on Facebook. Because, you know, that's what you fucking do. You argue with people on Facebook. And I kept telling him, I'm like, man, here's the solution to the problem. I have the solution to the fucking gun problem.
Uh-oh.
Not only do you put a list out there, but this is what? You ready?
Yep.
All right, everyone fucking sit down and get ready.
Take notes.
All right. Fucking deal with it. That's what the fuck you need to do. This is going to fucking happen over and over and over and over. Fucking deal with it.
This is the world we live in.
Yeah. I'm fucking sorry people drown. I'm sorry that people fucking wrecking cars. People die.
That's true. Yeah,
just be glad it wasn't you.
Or that's a loved one.
Yeah, or a loved one. Even when that happens. Like, I got family, just particularly the cousin I was arguing with. He works in D.C.
Yeah. That.
You know, I don't want to say it, but shit can fucking happen, and you know.
This is the second time this year, though, that I've been like, damn, that's happened, you know, somewhere yeah, near.
Somewhere
near
it's close.
Like fucking Roanoke and San Bernardino.
Yeah.
It's about the same distance, essentially.
Yeah, I don't know what their terrain is, but I know what they ours is. And that wasn't even Roanoke. That was fucking Franklin Smith, County.
Yeah.
But you're not going to make this problem go away. And even when you do, you're going to have people fucking running in with pipe bombs and fucking, you take their guns, they're going to figure out another way.
Yep.
Just get the fuck over it. Brent says our government needs to take the money they spent on war and drugs and spend it on war and terrorists. Yes. But I don't even think that'll fucking finish it. Like, one of the fatwas or whatever the fuck they call them that they said, was it a couple, after the Paris attacks, they put out fatwas or whatever.
Oh,
the fuck
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like credences for the ISIS Muslim motherfuckers.
And, how much
they said from now until January is they're going to light the world on fire. So, I don't know. I think
for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, nice it's going to be nice and burn up then, huh?
I mean, it has been kind of toasty around here.
Did you see how Fox News was spinning that for a minute, though?
Yeah.
They're like, it's just a literal war on Christmas.
Yeah.
It was a Christmas party. I'm so scared.
You know what it was? He walked in there and said, really, guys, we're having a Christmas party? Fuck it. It's time.
Yeah.
That's what they want to happen. Because they need that fucking story. I mean, it's all... One of the other fucking statistics I saw was like how many mass shootings we have
in the
year.
Yeah.
And then we hit this year and it said 162. Now 163, count the one that was today.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Was there one today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was one today.
There was one today. There's one every fucking day. How about this? Don't fucking worry about it. And then our fucking lovely town. If you don't know us, or this is the first time, I think we're pretty much got, you know, smart listeners
yeah.
that
yeah,
listen
right.
to us right
anybody
now.
Anybody that says Jerry Falwell knows where the fuck we're from.
Exactly. So there you go. Lunchbag, Virginia, run by the Fartwells. You said his name wrong. I can't say his real name. It's not going to happen. But Jonathan Fartwell Jr., should I pull it up so that we can hear
Oh,
it?
Yeah, let's go with some, see if you can find
Yeah, let me find some audio. Nice, clean audio so that
I'll set it up for the folks while you find it. What was it, yesterday? Was it yesterday that this
yes,
happened?
Yes, yesterday.
The morning commencement, which is where the majority of the student body gathers together for, like, a morning prayer and kind of, like,
They do it every
day. Think of it like morning announcements. But it's in a big auditorium.
Yeah.
Is that, I would say that's accurate.
Well, auditorium, it's their fucking goddamn.
The basketball.
Yeah.
It's
their basketball nigger frisbee arena.
Hey, that's racist. We can't be saying that.
I know, right? We can't say that word. But we can sure as fuck shoot them, right?
Not anymore.
Yeah. But if you don't know our fucking town, it's run by Jonathan Fartwell Jr., and it was run by Jerry.
Well, I gotta say this much before you play the clip.
Yeah.
I still like him better than his dad. Yeah.
I do, because he's a little bit more lenient on people, but I don't know. After he says shit like this.
Thank you, Senator DeMint. We're so honored to have you here. Before we dismiss this morning, I wanted to mention, last night, Becky and I were watching the Fox News reports on the shootings in California, and we were so touched by Mike Madden, the first responder. I don't know, did anybody see that last night? He was the...
Oh, shit, I haven't even heard this part of it.
No, yeah, you went way back. You deep cut.
Woof. So you said more before that, all right.
Police officer who was the first responder to the terrible murders at the community center there, and
you can
he told
say
a story about no matter how well you're prepared in your training to deal with something like that there's just no way to when you walk in and you see the the carnage, and you smell the smell of gunpowder. And
now I want him to remember exactly what he's saying right now.
Yeah,
I want it when you there's no matter how much planning you do, you can't prepare you for what you're gonna. I want you to remember this, there, Jonathan, there, boy, or whatever the fuck your name. I know where you live.
Just for the record, he's not threatening him.
No, I've delivered pizza there.
Yeah,
he doesn't tip because he's a dick.
It's just something that you can never be prepared for. So we contacted his family or his office after that report to see if he had any sons or daughters who were looking for a place to attend college.
That's a recruiting moment, right? Fucking so, people are dead, and you're like, hey, you want to go to college?
Yeah, national tragedy. We're going to give them free college. You can come here. And then we're going to line it up with this next line of fucking bullshit.
Because we know you love guns and all.
Help with the scholarships. We also are trying to contact the victim who had six children who was killed in that
car. Oh, because he needs all six of them now.
Yeah.
Carnage. And it just blows my mind when I see the President of the United States say that the answer to circumstances like that is more gun control. I mean, if the people...
More gun control.
More gun control.
I agree with him there. I don't think we need more gun control. I think we need fucking shipment from websites control.
Yeah.
If some of those people in that
it's a federal offense to fuck with people's mail, but yet they're not fucking checking the mail properly. Hello.
Community center had what I've got in my back pocket right now.
I love his laugh there. Guess what I got in my back pocket?
I got a gun, you guys.
Yeah.
Is it illegal to pull it out? I don't know. Is that?
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? Like, you're walking on stage in front of, I don't know, what'd you say, about 20,000 students?
Yeah, that's a good, fair estimate.
And you're carrying something in your back pocket, and it's not a dildo.
Nope. And he's wondering if it's legal to pull out, and then he couples that with offering free things that he's about to offer.
Yeah,
I don't know whether or not it's legal or not, but hey, we're going to run a class.
Yeah, we're going to give them free. But, anyways.
Anyway.
Actually, it is legal to pull it out, because if it wasn't legal to pull it out, then what's his name from the NRA wouldn't have been able to do it. You'll have to pry this from
Charlton
Heston. He fucking pulled how many weapons out on a fucking stage? Like, no, you're fine. I don't think you have anything in your back pocket.
I've always thought if more good people had concealed carry permits, then we could end those Muslims before they walk in and kill us.
So if more people have concealed carry permits, we're gonna end those Muslim motherfuckers.
I think he's got a strong recruitment plan.
And at that point in time, I'd have got up and left. I'm like, well, it's coming here next, folks. I'll see you. Bye.
Can I get a transfer, please?
Yeah. Transferred. I love at times of crisis, our fucking leaders in our city put their foot in their mouth before they fucking do anything, anything constructive or useful. We're going to fucking incite an entire fucking half of the world. Half of the world is Muslim.
Yeah.
And we're going to end them with concealed carries.
Well, you know, before they even get here.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to encourage all of you to get your permit. We offer a free course.
Now, being that it's a free course, I think that you and me should do a little field trip.
I think we should, too.
I think we should apply for this free course.
Ooh, yeah, free course.
I think because he says free course.
I heard it several times.
I heard free course.
Free course.
Concealed carry course. I think we should do this.
Yes.
And... Let's teach them a lesson if they ever show up here.
Now, I wonder how much of this is going to be offered within the free course. I almost want a GoPro.
Well, not just that, but like, okay, at that moment right there is, what did he say? Hold on, let me get it right back.
I wonder if all PSW is going to go over there and get his concealed carry.
And let's teach them a lesson if they ever show up here.
Let me translate that for Muslim people. Come here, we will shoot you. Go ahead and try.
Yep.
That's what our white redneck people say, and there's nothing wrong with this.
No.
Fuck Muslims, we will shoot you. Come here.
Yep.
It's basically an invitation of getting killed.
Yeah. I think we just jumped the line. Nothing, you know, probably
hey,
nothing.
Hey, we're first today, come shoot us.
Yeah, nothing probably is going to happen with this.
Yeah, right.
But the minute that it does, I'm going to be ready.
Yep.
Because I'm ready, and I am going to the trademark office. And I am trademarking hashtag pray for liberty.
We should make shirts.
Yes. I'll be standing there. Dude, the news will be pulling up and I'll just spin. $5. $5.
Ten.
$10.
Come on, they need to support the tragedy.
Now, on the inside is going to be a nice little 360 on 420. Yeah,
well, of course.
But, I don't understand why you would take this moment of national tragedy to go, you know what, Muslims, fuck you, come here, I'll shoot you. Like, relax, scorpion of God. Get over here and pray on your knees, faggot.
So.
Stupid Marlboro black.
No.
Thank you, and you're dismissed.
No, fuck you. You're dismissed, X.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I'm not too exactly thrilled on them because they're not like, you know. Whoa.
Okay, apparently, and again, I wasn't looking at chat, but I look over at chat. Why does Brent, according to shootingtracker.com, the San Bernardino shooting was the 353rd mass shooting in the U.S. this year.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, my 162, which felt like a big fucking number,
was
shit.
Very low. I felt like that when you said it, but I wasn't going to correct you. I figured you'd seen a better number than me.
Yeah.
Because I remember, I think CNN said that we had more shootings than we've had days.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrible.
But why would you, like, and this is coming from the same family that...
happenings.
What did he say? The one, it was the fucking Tinky Winky incident.
Yes, it was Tinky Winky was responsible for 9/11.
No, what? No, Jews and gays were responsible for 9/11. Tinky Winky was just gay.
That's true. Well, I mean,
because that was a separate incident. The other one was, you know, right after 9/11, his dad, the same asshole that you just heard, blamed 9/11 on Jews and gays.
I believe specifically lesbian.
Yeah, lesbian gays, because, I mean, yeah. You know, vaginas aren't fantastic.
He was just mad that they, you know, hooked up together without him.
Yeah. I'll never understand how that family functions in this fucking area. Like, I get that he gets a shitload of fucking, you know, donations and shit from retards that
want to run for president.
Yeah, they have more money than they know. I guess Donald Trump's running for president, so.
Yeah. But I don't think Trump's going to come to liberty anytime soon.
I don't think they'll let him on the property. I mean, I don't know. They let Ben Carson on.
No, how about no? They let Bernie Sanders there.
Yeah, they did let Bernie Sanders. And he actually won that crowd over.
Like, yeah, I know.
I didn't watch a lot of it, but I watched, like...
He pulled the Doc Brown card.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will give it to LU. They are pretty open-minded. But let's not invite everybody here, especially ones with guns. Like,
I don't think he was inviting the ones with guns. I think he was inviting the ones with bombs.
Well, he invited something. His father got more donuts than donations, Maul.
That's very true.
He was a fat fucker.
Rolling around in his, what was it, a Jeep Grand Cherokee?
No,
or
it was a fucking Trailblazer.
Yep, that's
that
what it was.
He fucking felt the need to completely body armor and put, you know.
Yeah.
Just the one time that I had an occurrence with him, I was fucking doing an LCA football game, and they missed an extra point, and him and his fucking wife came in there going, "I'm the scoreth wrong." I'm like, "Oh, you're not fucking paying attention to the game. Go sit down." Where is my whipping boy tonight? Where's my boy Judge? Your boy Judge
has with his hurt vagina.
Yeah, he's got a hurt vagina.
Whipping it.
I've heard he's out 2 to 3 weeks, or at least we're in week 3 of him being out.
Yeah. So he remoted it.
Yeah, he may. He's going to come back, be here for 10 minutes, get a phone call, have to leave. That's how Romo did it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. He's Romoing it.
Yeah, he's he told me all week, you know. I will say this, all right? I do have a bit of Judge news. I sent him a message the other day, you know, just bullshitting or whatnot. And I was like, hey, man, you want to come by? You know, bullshit, chill for a little bit. He's like, I can't. I have to work.
Who?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a job. He was on day 3, and now today would have been day 4.
Well, congratulations, sir.
I don't know where he works.
Probably doesn't want to tell us.
I know, he doesn't. It's probably a good thing.
He's working at fucking Papa John's.
I don't think it's that. I don't know. I know that. I know he said all week he was going to be here, and then now he's not. So as his doctor, I'm announcing that he had a grade C vagina strain. And 2 to 3 weeks prognosis. He may be back next week. I don't know. We'll see. I don't even know
it's
if we're
much
back
too early to tell at this point.
Talk to me on Wednesday. And even by this Wednesday, I thought he was showing up. So, you know, whatever. But we're professionals, and we can do a show without him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially when the world just gives us content like this.
Oh, God. The fucking amount of content. Because I said not a... Well, he told me 2 or 3 weeks ago, after the last show, I probably won't be doing the next 2 weeks of shows. And I was like, okay. So I talked to Nod, and I was like, well, you know, we'll play it by ear and fucking and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, it never fucking formulated. So whatever. But we're here now. That's what matters. But out of that whole time, we had Black Friday. I'm sorry, Ur Friday.
Mm-hmm. We had Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
The Colorado Springs shooting.
What was it? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood.
Completely forgot of Deer and his fucking mugshot.
Yeah, that was just wonderful.
That's the mugshot of the year, folks. Richard Deer looking like he's being
Robert.
Hit. Robert. What? Who cares? I'm terrible with shooter names. Everyone should be. This game is very fucking distracting right now because 13-9, T3 Dogs boys are up 13-9.
And he ain't even here to watch it.
Yeah. Well, he said he was. He even fucking hinted. He said, I might show up. Because his daughter's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday,
awesome.
Turd.
Yup.
I know you ain't listening, or you shouldn't be listening. But
years from now when you listen.
Yep. I'm not going.
What?
They're having a party, I'm not going.
Oh. Yeah.
Because I have to work, and I'm sorry, I can't buy her a birthday present. It's going to be Christmas this year before she gets a present.
Shit happens.
I'm a $2 hooker.
Smell like one, too, sometimes.
Fuck you, whore.
But, I don't know. It just seems like a bunch of bullshit to me. I'm very distracted by this game at the moment.
Well, would you like me to update you on some interesting cunt news?
Cunt? Which cunt?
The cunt that we had on at one point in time. For cunt versus asshole.
Oh, that cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You know how...
Is she dead?
No.
Was she in the shooting?
No, she was not in the shooting.
Dude, I was hoping. I was like, man, you know, I want your daughter as far away from that, but I was kind of hoping...
Like, yeah. I was concerned because at first they were just getting initial reports. They said it was something in San Bernardino County involving something with children
because
they were just getting the learning disabled part. Yeah. But I was like, oh, my God, what the fuck? They don't have a school name, and she goes to a private school. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Losing my name. You know, losing my mind. But you know how she recently got married?
Did she?
Yeah. She's married, but she has not yet taken his name.
Oh.
She changed it on Facebook, but not in real life.
Yeah?
Why?
I don't know why. And in fact, I even sent her child support money to what I would have assumed to be the new name. And she's like, no, I can't pick it up. You're going to have to add a test question. Oh, buddy, that's fun.
See, look, honey, there's someone that actually pays your child support.
Yeah, mine owes me $1,211.73 right now.
Oh, whew.
It'd be awesome to have
I'm
that
shocked
right
this nigga ain't in jail. Let's put it that way.
It gets up to a couple thousand before they put him in jail.
No.
Jimmy Cook didn't go to jail till his was up to 5,000.
Well, I'm telling you now, they right. can take
Rebecca's
you after
old man,
after 5 months.
Well, Rebecca's baby daddy, he went to jail after 3,200.
Damn. But I found it interesting that a couple months after she's been married, she's resumed the sending me photos thing.
Oh, God. No one wants to see those horrible tits. Not even you. I don't give a shit what you
Why
say.
Why is she sending you pictures if she's married to him now?
Because she's a fucking whore. What part did of this you, do you not understand?
Did you bother to message him and go, hey, your wife's sending
nope.
me shit now?
Why? He's done that before and he didn't do anything about it. So
well, now,
at that point in time.
Technically, now it's considered...
Adultery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, the way I look at it is if I do anything like that now, I don't have a back... Say he decides to go, all right, well, you and your kid get the fuck out. I'm not there to be like, all right, Lila, move on in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I go that route, I want to have a backup solution for my daughter.
Ma, pigs can't have last names.
That's awesome.
She does look like a pig. I would say so.
I almost... would have swore that I saw her on Tosh.0 the other night.
Yeah?
It was a fat girl with a crooked eye.
She does have a crooked ass eye.
Who was going, hey niggers, what's up? And just like talking
that
to black
thing that I
yeah, yeah. And it looked like Shizno all up in the camera talking about how she's going to put her little pink white pussy on their black nigger face.
That would be some dumb shit she would say.
I'm like... I come up the stairs from grabbing dinner, and Mindy's going, come here, you gotta rewind this, you gotta watch this.
Your fucking whore is on TV.
No, I think she called her a skank, is where we're at.
Skank
now.
Whore. You have to add whore. She is a whore. There's no fucking debating this.
I called her a hoe.
You gotta put the or on it. Ho or.
Yeah. She could be a hoe or something else.
There is no, like, half fucking mall scene what you're talking about. Yeah, that was her. Like, let's just go with it. Run with it. Let's run with that. Like, if we were the number one internet radio station on there. No. That's what happens when no one fucking talks to you and everyone unfollows you.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Sorry. I like you guys still, but fucking stupid. Anyways.
Red Joe.
Anyways, yeah, stupid whore does stupid whore things.
That's true. And
not
then-
shocked.
When he's not around, she'll text me and talk to me like, you know.
Dirty?
No, not necessarily dirty, but.
But actually talk.
She does send some dirty ones, but she does actually talk as well. But the second he shows back up,
gone.
No contact.
Yeah.
Zero contact. Like, she called me yesterday going, hey, you gonna send me that money yet? And I'm like,
That's all she wants.
And I'm like, I'm standing in line right now. Yeah. I'll let you know when I get it. I call her back. Like, not 10 minutes later, she texts me going, hey, I'm driving with him. I can't talk. That's like, that's cool. I guess you can't get money either.
Yeah, it's okay. You can wait till tomorrow now. Why don't you ask him for whatever the fuck you wanted?
I was like, tell you what. Check your voicemail. She's not even allowed to check voicemails for me.
Why?
She cannot hear my voice in any way other than, hey, let me talk to my kid.
Y'all have a kid together. Is he fucking retarded?
Yes, he is.
I mean, I know he's ginger, but there's an amount of retarded that comes out of that.
For some strange reason, does he think you're magically going to fuck her through the phone?
Yes. Well, I'm that good.
Allegedly.
He just knows. I mean, he knows.
You have a power over her pussy. Is that how it works?
I guess so. I know that she likes to know that she can get me going, I guess, is where I would go with it.
Either that or she likes to annoy the fuck out of her.
A little bit of both. I will say that officially.
Yeah.
Because out of nowhere, she started sending me the dirty pictures again, and I'm like, huh. She goes, haha, you would totally jerk it to me. And I'm like, nope, don't think so.
No, there's a plethora of internet sites that...
That's when the pictures...
I think you should start taking pictures of her tits and sending them to her.
Well, no, because she'll put them on the internet.
Maybe? if it's a, you know, not face up shot, what's wrong with showing your boobs?
She said it.
At least you got boobs.
Ma, Nod can work a fat girl.
Yeah.
He's a lard lizard.
Yes, stolen.
I think she said wizard. She said wizard. I'm sorry, but I read lizard. Either way. That's a good one.
Both of them are stolen.
Yeah. That bitch has always amazed me with how, like, I know that there are some bitches on this planet that just defy fucking reason.
And then she asked me why my mom treats her weird. Gee, bitch, I don't know why.
Because she won't let your kid come here? Hello?
Yeah, maybe it's because you spent half a year throwing you out.
Well, she asks her to buy her stuff and then won't even let her talk to the child.
No.
Yeah.
If you're not going to have contact, like, okay, our situation is different because the other side does not give a fuck and doesn't want to try.
And it's a whole other ball game when the child involved was like, eh, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. And yours actually once.
Yes. Like, in fact, when I talk to her, she's like, you on the plane yet? What's up? Are you calling me from a plane, Daddy? Why aren't you on the plane?
You should be there.
Like, I told her, I was like, yeah, I got my license. So you can leave tomorrow? Yeah, I wish. No, sweetie. And she's really mad at her mom now because she's got this thought, well, he has his license back and he has his truck and that works and he can drive. But she's like, well, why don't you just drive here? And I explained to her, you know, I need a house. I can't just show up there. I've tried that before.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. And then they kick me out and I got to leave, you know.
She's like, well, you can stay here with me, Daddy. Fuck. And I said, well, I don't think your mommy is going to like that idea. So I guess she asked her mommy, and she said no, so now she's super mad. She's like, mommy's mean. She won't let you stay here.
I mean, with good reason.
Yeah, well, I completely understand. But to a six-year-old.
Ma, one of my favorite Nod stories was years and years ago before he was with Minnie, and he told a fat chick on some dating website she looked cute, and he was instantly bombarded with stalker DMs saying she wanted to be his everything.
I think that was the house, wasn't
that
it?
That was the house.
Yeah, she kept texting you after we were dating, even though she knew we were dating.
Well, bitches don't give a shit.
Well, she stopped texting when I owned. What did I even say?
Well, you said something to her?
You said it for me.
Oh. Oh, that's right, I did. Oh, that's right, because she was texting me on Facebook.
How do you not remember what you say to somebody?
Well,
she's had to talk to a lot of bitches.
Yeah, because he's a pimp.
I don't have to worry about that.
I know you don't have to worry about that.
I'm a what?
You're a skanky hoe.
I am not.
You're a skanky hoe.
I am not a skanky hoe. How am I a skanky hoe?
Because you like to talk trash to a bunch of chicks.
No, I don't talk trash. I talk science.
I love the uncomfortable silence at that moment right there.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm getting a message from Baby Daddy telling me, here's my new phone number.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't get these shits, but, you know, she's allowed to do that. If I would have gotten a phone number sent from an ex.
He has to give me his phone number.
I understand that. I'm not pissed about that, but I'm just saying, if that had been me, this show would be over.
I would much rather be prepared for the phone number, you know,
to call.
But see, now he wants.
Like,
now
who
he wants.
Fuck is this?
Now he wants to talk.
No, he doesn't.
I'll say this.
All right.
I told him, I said, "Stupid, call Carol's phone and then look at the caller ID." He's like, "Oh, okay. Here's my phone number."
So we're sitting here the other day, and she was going to a birthday party, and you know she was going to take the boy and.
Mm-hmm.
She, I don't know why, but she told Dummy. Don't, spoiler alert. So, anyways, they're sitting there talking, and she goes, oh, well, you know, you could come meet us over there. And the boy's like,
mm-mm. Yep.
He goes, mm-mm. And we go, why? He goes, he should pay up first. That was a proud moment. No, we haven't pushed him on that.
Yeah.
This is all asshole, because asshole doesn't come around and doesn't care and just...
It's like I straight up told him the other day. I'm like, dude, This is your fault. You're not around, so therefore, he's saying, fuck it. You know, and I'm not going to, you know, be upset with him, you know. You got to make a more conscious effort. Not my fucking problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the vagina's not a possibility, so he doesn't care. That's my...
Okay, let's just put it this way. In the past year, he's been with 7 chicks, engaged to 3 of them, and has done heroin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super fun. That's a nice combo.
Yeah, the past month, the reason why I haven't heard from him or had any contact or any shit from him was because he was on heroin.
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
I'm like, okay, so you got money to get drugs, but you can't pay $210 to me in child support a month.
Well, yeah, the bag of drugs is a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
You can put in like 20 a time.
Well, I don't know how heroin. I don't know the heroin trade.
I don't either. I'm assuming it's 20 a time.
I highly doubt it's 20.
I don't know.
I mean, I've never fucked with it, so.
I mean, I would imagine that, you know, you think about it. Think about how often he has to get that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once a day. Twice a day.
More than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Get wrong. Is he on like a crazy diet plan now? Or?
And then I'm also factoring in crack could have been a possibility too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we're, you know.
Meanwhile, I still manage to pay my bills, take care of our child, and he gets to do whatever for free.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the way it works. Until the government gets tired of it. And then they lock his ass up again. Like, I just... Alright. You try. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what your situation is. I don't think we need to go over it on the radio.
You at least talk to your kid.
But when I can. You try.
Now, yeah.
Now, if I'm fully okay with him calling at any point in time and talking to that kid. Yeah. I'm okay with him seeing him as long as I know where he's going, who's going to be there, and how long they're going to be doing it. And I mean, granted, that sounds like a parent talking to a kid, but I mean, the way I see it is, number one, something happens to him, they're not going to give a fuck who his dad is.
Mm-mm.
They're going to want me because...
You're on all of his paperwork.
I'm on everything. I'm mama. I'm the legal guardian. Mm-hmm. I'm all of the above, you know? And number two, he doesn't know any of his fucking medical history. He doesn't know anything. This man right here knows more than he does.
Yeah.
All right. And not to mention the fact, I want to know my kid's okay. And I know his environment is okay. Because if he's not okay and he's not comfortable, fuck you. It's not happening.
Yeah. Well, that's what it all boils down to at the end of the day. Anyway, is what the child in question is comfortable with.
It's the way it should be.
But now, like I said, you know, he doesn't call. Let's see. The last time he called... And wanted to know anything about Andrew?
2 months ago.
Well, okay. The last time he called here...
3 months ago.
September 22nd.
Ooh.
3 months ago.
Okay. All right. The last time he spoke to me in person was 2 days before Halloween.
Well, not counting when he came up to your work.
That's what I'm saying. He came to my work and asked about him then. That was it. Didn't call here to talk to him. Came to me face to face and asked about him.
Now... If I was out of the picture, how fast do you think he would be?
If you were out of the picture, I wouldn't give a flying fuck, because you know what? A vibrator works just as good.
It's red.
Point being is...
You know what that means to me? This is what just sparked in my head.
You're good for one thing.
No.
Hey, if that's the one thing I'm good at, I'll take it.
I'll take it. But no. If something ever happens, I'm fucking hiding that motherfucker.
They're easy to buy.
Oh, I know they're easy to buy.
I can get one at Groupon.com that does a whole lot more than that thing does, and a whole lot of, you just don't know.
I can tell.
For
she,
$20.
Look, she's been shopping.
I have not been shopping.
What do you want for Christmas, honey?
I don't want that for Christmas. Groupon. I already told you what I want for Christmas.
What do you want? Oh, yeah. Fucking, I looked at my mom. I was like, all right, what do you want for Christmas? She's like, a toilet seat.
Hey, buy one, get one.
She's like, I want a toilet seat, and I want it installed.
Sitting on that high-rise toilet seat. bitch, I have to, like, my feet don't touch the floor.
So she's like a little kid on the toilet?
Because it's one of them handicapped toilets, like, attach-ons.
You can move those.
We don't have another toilet seat to put on it.
What?
Yeah, because it got broke off.
Oh, I know why.
Oh, my God. You
want to tell the story about how you changed my mom?
No, I want to know about your brother going through her clothes.
Ooh. Yeah, we want to know about that, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I came home, and my shit was, like, all open.
Had he been going through your underwear? Did you check to see if he stole any?
Is any of it sticky?
I can't tell if he took any or not, because it was so packed full.
You don't know what underwear you have?
I have so many pairs.
I know what's in there, what's not in there. I immediately like, what the fuck, where did this
go? I've got like more than 20 pair, and I can never tell if I leave any in the laundry downstairs or not.
Now, did you wash everything? Because no. I'm telling you now, you should wash everything.
And I've been waiting for him to be gone to go through his room to see if I see any in there.
Well, let's be honest, you're going to take some of his shit and throw it all over the place. And no. No, I know you. I know you.
He did find those Xbox cords.
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
I hid those Xbox cords that day and he found them.
Oh.
You hid them in your underwear?
No, I hid them from his brother because his brother was an asshole and made a shitty comment that I wasn't a very good looker when I couldn't find the fucking phone under his abyss of cords and shit.
Wasn't a very good looker?
Did you just say abyss of?
Yeah. Have you seen abyss of cords? Have you seen pictures of him? He's not a looker either.
What's abyss?
Abyss.
Abyss of cords.
An abyss?
Abyss. Do you not know what abyss means?
A pile.
Wow.
That's when I said.
What? What does abyss mean? Hold on. Stop the show. What does abyss mean?
I have no fucking clue. That's why I don't say abyss.
And I'm not talking about the movie. Because it was a good movie.
I haven't seen that movie. So.
It was a good movie.
It is a dark hole.
Dark hole.
A void of nothing.
Yes.
Okay, then why not say fucking dark hole? Or pile?
Because abyss means that.
Yeah.
Because in vernacular and linguistics, you use words.
Well, she's not vernacular or whatever.
She knew the word!
Okay, well, good for her!
That should make you feel dumber!
No, it doesn't make me feel dumber. Abyss. Doesn't make me feel dumb at all.
We come home, and my clothes had been went through. And then I went and asked his mom about it, and I was like, did Matthew go upstairs for anything? And she was like, yeah, he said he went upstairs looking for something.
He was looking for your fucking crotch.
I was like, there's nothing of his up there. I wonder what he was up there looking for. I said, do you know why he would have went through my clothes? Because I went up there and my dresser was open.
That's right, she tattled.
What did your mother say?
She said, let me know if it happens again, because he had no reason to be
up
there. Fuck
that! Bitch, go in his room and search his shit! That's what I would have been like.
I don't want to search his shit. I've already searched
Granny. His Granny.
Granny, I got some. I'm sniffing them right now. God, he's a fucking creep, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every time he sees me, he says, sir. I want to look at him like, fucker, if you say that one more fucking time, I'm not a sir. Okay, I was not knighted. I've never been to England. Fucking stop it.
He's so excited to see Star Wars.
I think half the planet is. If you're not excited to see Star Wars, you need to check your fucking pulse.
I
wanted to
tell you how your brother hit me on the butt. I forgot all
whoa,
about
whoa, whoa.
Pause button. What?
He totally hit me on the butt one day in the kitchen.
And like playfully, or was he just being a dick?
It was playing. It wasn't like he was.
Did he disappear for 15 minutes afterwards?
No, he stood and hovered behind me.
Ooh, that's.
Yeah, that's just
that's
as bad.
That's even creepier, because that means he was probably like.
Oh, there was one time I was squatted down, and he was like, I need to close my eyes, because I can see it on your shirt.
But okay, now, I was at a buddy of mine's house the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his girl has shirt on, right? Mm-hmm. Hands me something. You know, hands me
a device,
and like, you know how you get angle,
the up angle.
And I was like that's the polite thing. You don't
exactly
point it the fuck out, you fucking savage. You either A, enjoy it while you can,
mm-hmm,
or B, do the nice thing and look away.
Or if it's like...
I love the look I'm getting
yes,
from her
that's
right
a great
now.
Look. Or if it's like...
I'm just trying to figure out which set. That one down
that
there?
That one down there. Trust me.
Like, with that one down there, like, you've been
that
in that...
That happens. I've
you've
seen
been them. In that scenario.
It's happened.
And like...
Same scenario.
You know, she's handing it over. As long as it ain't like nothing hanging out or nothing.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's enjoy it while
yeah.
you can. Look away.
Hey, Hershey kisses.
You. All I'm going to say is ass shot.
Well, you know.
I mean, we've all seen it.
There's not much to see, but you get to look at it for free.
Yeah. But.
My I ass?
Mean, just.
No, not your ass. There's plenty of ass of yours to see.
You've shown him your ass. What's the point?
No. Twice. Not on purpose.
It doesn't matter.
You I love how she hired Hitler while doing that. Day. Not on purpose.
Yeah. I can't help it. You gotta let it breathe.
And you were wearing... No, you were wearing the Tinkerbell gown
yeah, the
that
Tinkerbell.
Mama got you.
Yeah. Tinkerbell.
Notice she remembers what you're wearing better than I do.
My girl got a good ass. I ain't even gonna lie.
I can't help it. I'm just saying, your reaction when you saw my butt was...
Well, exactly. Look away! That was a gentlemanly thing to
exactly.
do,
exactly.
You fucking look away.
It's like,
me?
Wow, ass.
Why? Because I'll lick that motherfucker if I want.
Because if not, then you're just the creeper going.
Yeah, but I probably scared you. You're like, oh my god.
You scared Jews?
Well, no, because you were bent over some butthole and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
It was.
Because you were like, ooh, with like the dog up in the window with the motorcycle.
And everything yeah. behind you was just up and shaking. And I was like, yeah. damn, I thought it was your birthday.
Yeah. It was her birthday.
I know it was
it?
Her birthday.
Oh.
She had to put on the birthday suit, apparently.
Yeah.
I had underwear on.
The see-through underwear.
See-through.
That's why I said you gotta let it breathe.
Let it breathe? I could tell where the mole was at.
Same place as hers.
TMI. We're going to break. We'll be back after this.
Twins.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Hey,
all right.
Four.
No,
how many
right,
abortions have you
dead
had?
Babies. Hold on.
How
I
many
understand.
Dead babies have you made?
I understand.
Hey, you're funny because one, no. I'm against abortion, and two, you're just fucking
you're
messy. You can't
abortion,
get me.
Why are you
so how many whores have you made?
I hope you're letting him pull out. Anyway.
Oh, you're fucking funny. You're just
here.
A wannabe.
There
a wannabe? Wow.
A wannabe?
A wannabe
look,
what?
Look. Blah, blah, blah. All right. You said you're a whore. How much?
Blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up.
No, how much?
Have you changed your
answer
asshole?
Me. How much? How much would it take?
You're not going to come see me on the street, and I ain't going to see you in the next life.
We don't want to fuck you. We want to fuck her.
I want to know. I want to know how much it's going to cost.
We're not gay,
to
you
fuck
faggot.
Your girl. Now, if you want to be heard, and so we're all not yelling at you.
Leave everything cool.
Skype has a phone application because obviously you don't know how to work a computer.
No.
Why would she know how to work a computer?
I'm glad.
No, she's
just, she
just.
Whores don't know computers.
I only know sucking dick.
You called me a whore. Oh, you won. Your opinion is
no, you called yourself a whore. I'm not calling you a whore.
I said you can call me a whore. You
no, you said you were a whore. You didn't tell me I could call you that. I wouldn't call... I would. No, shut up. I wouldn't call you a whore if you didn't say I couldn't call you a whore. You said you are a whore. I'm calling you a whore. I am also asking how much.
She's a dumb whore.
So like what, $5? Will that get me the pussy? $5? Or do you want singles?
I think she hung up.
Wait, she's not a stripper. You can't give her singles.
I think she hung up.
Oh god, that was great. I don't even give a fuck how shitty that sounded. That was fun.
That was fun.
One bad decision
No, there's multiple bad decisions.
One bad.
Giving any airtime is a bad decision.
Bad decisions.
Getting rid of
three.
Three bad decisions. Four bad decisions.
You want to keep going? You want to keep going? Like I said.
Actually, if you want to get technical, they gave like three different shows.
Five and six bad decisions.
I mean, you make mistakes as you go. We've certainly made our mistakes.
But he's already said he doesn't care. It's a hobby. It's.
Yes, I'm very aware that I at one point in time wanted to leave and go over there. That was long before they did.
Seven bad decisions.
Hey, they wanted us too.
Yeah. Eight bad decisions.
I'm very happy we stayed. I'm very happy that we have not been fired since for my dumbness.
One good decision.
Yeah.
Oh, they fired
42 bad decisions.
I skipped a lot of numbers.
It doesn't matter. It was fantastic. There's a promo somewhere in there. Sundays and Wednesdays at 11 to 2.
42 bad decisions.
WWE Superstar Hornswell, keep listening to More Like Radio.
Pay for about 360 on 420.
Rock Piss.
Rock Piss cures the following listed but not limited to itching, scratching, sneezing, coughing, the flu, anal warts, arthritis, Australians, dry mouth, gingivitis, dandruff, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, pink eye, red eye, lazy eye, object in the eye, blindness, total partial nerve growth, Ebola virus, Ebola Gulf A, erectile dysfunction, infertility, narrow urethra, pregnancy, urinary tract infection, kidney stones, calcium deposits, skin tags, stretch marks, legacy virus, overbite, underbite, wild animal bite, unless tennis testicle, hermaphrodites, chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, crab louse, AIDS, HIV, SARS, H1N1, herpes, herpes simplex 10, leukemia, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. Screw all forms of cancer. Psoriasis, jaundice, lupus, albinism, solanum virus, homosexuality, bisexuality, only males, alcoholism, depression, manic depression, schizophrenia, dementia, brain fog, gastromyalgia, multiple personality disorder, gender identity disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, delusions of grandeur, pedophilia, Lolita complex,
T-Roy Shreveport,
virginity, boils, cysts, lesions, synaptic neural overstimulation disease, Legionnaire's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, McGregor's disease, MacGyver's disease, and Michael J. Fox.
Rock Piss.
As the inventor, founder, and only supplier, I approve this message. Place your orders today or I'll fuck your sister.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
You know the saying, sober as a judge? Yeah, you can't say that anymore. This judge is never sober.
Dead motherfucking baby.
That's why they get shot up.
Yep. And San Bernardino.
And Colorado Springs. No more baby parks.
Yeah. The dead baby massacre. What's sad is they only killed a cop and, like, some other person. I don't think there was a high death count on him. But
on deer?
Yeah.
No, I think it was only, like, three.
Right.
It is 12-11.
12-10-11. Whatever. Wow. I love going to break, and then you get so much content in the middle of it. And you're like, what the fuck, man?
Hey, I tried for that story on air. That's why I asked her if she wanted to talk about wiping my mother.
Yeah. That wasn't even the most disgusting part of it. Like
The pee pads?
Yeah, I think we need to go back over that. So
the condition of the restroom at
yeah, because somehow it got brought up who was washing ass and whatever.
And how many times a week we wash ass.
How many
ass.
Times.
And I made the comment that, you know, you wouldn't wash as much if you had to clean the tub every time.
Yeah.
That you wanted to take a shower.
And of course we went, why?
Yeah, like normal people, yeah. Like, why would you need to do that? And that's when Minnie responded with, well, we have to remove the rags and soap and trash from the tub, because my mother is so lazy that she just takes her pad off and tosses it into the tub, or sticks
and
it to the tub.
There is a trash can on
right
the other
on
side.
The other side. Yes, correct.
On the other side.
That makes no fucking sense.
She is so lazy. She will sit there with cold food and wait for someone like me or her to come down to go to the bathroom and then ask us to heat it up in the microwave.
That's retarded.
In fact, she waited with cold food for an hour. While we went to the store to pick up sodas, and then came back because she had just gotten the burger when we left. And then we got back, and she's like, could you heat this up for me in the microwave?
Where was your brother?
Move the fucking microwave in there.
Well, then she would never leave the living room.
Keep her fucking contained into one area.
I've been trying, but, you know, she's starting to venture out of her room.
You gotta contain that nasty ass.
At least my dad's lazy. Like, he's lazy, but okay. He works all fucking day.
This is what y'all need to do, all right?
Well, his laziness just contains of him leaving his plate on the couch.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, y'all need to get her a potty chair, put it in her bedroom.
No, because then we are going to have to dump it.
Yeah.
All right. Wouldn't that be much easier than having to clean up all her other messes?
And let me tell you why.
She can't wipe her ass. How's she going to fucking use a potty chair? She'll miss.
No shit.
Well, let one room be the funky room.
They're all the funky rooms. One time we had a plumbing issue for like 3 days where it was like the water was out.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
It happens.
All right. Well, my dad decided to give her a bucket.
Oh.
You know, because sometimes you just got to do things that need to be dumped.
Yeah. Because
we don't have the running water.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you're disabled and you took a shit in a bucket.
Uh-huh.
Would you tell somebody that that needs to be dumped at some point? Or would you just shove it in the corner and hope?
No.
Well, that's
the route she went. She shoved it in the corner and hoped. And then a month later was like, why is it smelling here? And I was cleaning up her room like, I don't know. This is horrible. Like, smells like shit in here. Let me help you clean this up. Figure out what it is. Thinking it's a dead rat. Nope, it's her fucking shit in a bucket.
I mean, I knew
y'all. Dead rat hanging from the ceiling.
Hanging from the ceiling. All right, like, we have ceiling tiles, right?
Yeah, yeah,
and, like, two of them were ajar. And it looked like it was trying to go in and out, but got stuck and just was hanging there. And I know it hung there for a good week because I was like, I just want to test people because I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
How the fuck do you not do something about
exactly. Because it wasn't like a cute little mouse. No, it was a fucking rat. Like, half of it hanging down. And it was the head part. Like, oh,
God,
no.
Even creepier. I'm like, immediately my reaction would have been, get it.
Like, coming up for right, like, coming out of that right there, just hanging.
Oh, hell.
And so I had to go clean it, and I do that, and it, like, chunks in half.
Ew.
Like, you know, that's been sitting there for a while.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ugh.
And then the back half had been eaten on by something. I don't know what the hell's in my parents' walls eating rats.
We need to hear this. Ugh. Crawling. Your mom was telling your dad the other night that we had a mouse in the house.
Nah, y'all got
something
else.
I mean, it's
the
middle of fucking nowhere. You're going to have little rats.
Well, yeah, because we have I know.
Yeah, every August we get the little tiny snakes come through the fireplace.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, like you got, they look like little worms, but they're not. They're snakes.
Yeah, this is why you have why you have animals. Like, my dog would fucking kill them. My cats would murder them.
My cat, you know, she'll fuck with shit outside.
Yeah.
If it's outside around the house, she'll fuck with it. If it's inside the house, nothing.
Jumps off the porch into the grass and gets it, and then all of a sudden she brings it up to me.
Like, here you go.
I want it.
Ugh.
It's a gift.
Fucking animals.
Unless you take it off and eat it.
At least yours doesn't shit everywhere. Like,
no.
Ours just fucking shits everywhere.
Ours uses the bathroom outside. She won't use the bathroom.
All right.
I fucking wish. We have started putting down
giant Ziploc bags in the chairs. Okay?
You store shit.
Taking them out of the chair and just rinsing them off and cleaning them, you know? Because...
Easy peasy.
The little whore won't fucking stop shitting in my chair.
He got up this morning and there was shit, piss, and vomit. And he was like, what the fuck? And
I'm like, the trifecta.
The shitpocalypse.
Paint things that you stick in the floor when you paint.
What?
I think she means
the
like
big
a...
plastic tarps you stick in the floor when
you
paint.
Oh, that's what we cover the chair in.
That's kind of what we're doing.
But like the redneck version.
Yeah.
I'll say I'd just get one.
Like, if you look on our porch when you walk up, that's what they are.
Yeah. Notice the couch out there.
Yeah.
You want it?
No.
Why? You can have it.
I don't need it.
It wasn't mine.
Who stuck a couch in y'all's yard?
All right. A girl that I work with was getting rid of it.
Hold on. Okay, never mind. Just go.
A lesbian that I work with was getting rid of it.
That's pretty specific.
See, that's why I'm glad I told her to go.
All right, and she was like, hey, you want a couch? And I'm like, well, what does it look like? And she was like, well, you know, it's good. It's in good condition, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, well, just take it by the house and let the old man look at it. Okay? No. He looks at it and then just tells her, oh, just leave it. If we don't fucking want it, somebody will take it off the curb.
I swear to God, you put anything on that curb, it leaves.
Yeah, because the people across the street put a black leather couch out this morning. When I come back this evening, when I got off work, it was gone. She put a big sign on it that said, free, and it was gone.
Them Mexicans take up all kinds of shit. You're still awake? Yeah, with a light on? That's what I thought.
Anyway.
I mean, you know, I'll throw it out, you know, ain't no fucking point.
Well, I figured I'd mention it. There was a couch out there.
Take it.
Well,
it's yours.
I looked at him and I was like, I asked him, I was like, you know, what do you think? And
he's put it on your porch.
He's like,
I said, I wish we had a couch for in our room because we don't have nowhere to sit or
take it. Take it,
motherfucker. Do you want me to lift that up by myself?
I will put it on the back of your fucking
truck.
That thing's white.
No, that's fine. But I have like
a spiral.
Yeah.
It's fine.
No, that ain't going up them stairs.
You can get it.
Hey, you can put it on your front porch.
Can it come through the window?
We got wicker furniture on the front porch.
Yeah, actually, it probably could.
Are you going to get up on pull the
that
roof,
son of a bitch
dumbass?
Up there. No, I'm going to fucking get up tie on the a roof. Goddamn thing to it, pull it up through the fucking window.
Like, if we stuck it long ways on the on that patio with the steps, and then turned it right there, it would go up.
It could, maybe, but we're not going to find out. Okay, I'm just saying.
You are going to help me move my bed there.
Oh. Yeah, my mom brought that up.
Uh-oh.
What?
Her moving her bed.
Why?
Because I'm tired of sleeping on the floor.
Fair enough.
No, you sleep on the floor. There's a bed for you to sleep in.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I move in with you and I still sleep alone? No.
I slept on the floor because there's not enough room for both of us to sleep in that bed.
How big is the bed?
It's a twin bed.
Oh, ooh. Hell to the no.
Nah.
Take that motherfucking sofa home.
No.
So at least one of you motherfuckers can sleep on the son of a bitch.
See, that's why she can sleep on the bed. But she doesn't like that. She sleeps on the floor.
Well,
yeah,
it's too bad we threw the futon
mattress out. At least I could have
took that.
So you want a futon mattress? We got that too.
No, we don't. We ain't got that motherfucker no more. We threw that out.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'd like to have
marijuana kills brain cells.
It does.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
But, you know, life is what it is.
It is what it is. And you gotta enjoy it because some Muslim motherfucker might come up and shoot you tomorrow.
I ran into my first hurdle, if you will, with that Amazon job.
Yeah?
I did 812 things for like 10 cents a piece.
Yeah.
So $81.
It's not bad.
Except for I submitted them all and they rejected every single one of them.
Why?
That's what I said. Like, wait a minute. Whoa, what's the problem here? Hold on. They rejected all my work and blocked me. Because, like, it. And I messaged them, like, what's the problem? What did I mess up that bad, man? I apparently messed up two of the 811. And that caused for all of them to be rejected and for me to be blocked from that particular person, you know, doing work for that person again.
That's fucking redundant.
Yeah.
And what did you mess up?
You took the full name and not just the first name.
No, that was a different one. I was going through and cherry picking broken, like, The task itself was to go to this website, write down the address of the business, and then like a bunch of other little random shit from their website and transcribe it. I cherry-picked them and just went through and found the broken websites so I could just go NA on all of it.
Yeah.
And they didn't like that I did that.
But like
that's why they blocked your ass.
Yeah.
So did they let you back in? Or?
Oh, I can still do work on there. It just fucked my percentage up like a bitch. Because you need to be at, like, 95% to do most of the shit.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting at 94.3 now. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty.
Yeah, I went from making $80 a day to now maybe 20 to 40. Ugh. Yeah.
It's too much fucking time.
Nah, it's not too bad.
I probably generally could do that shit, but waste of fucking time.
Yeah, I mean, I figure I make more money than just sitting there watching SVU by myself, you know?
Yeah.
So
I love that look. That's the look of...
Are you working now?
Yeah, I've been working.
Mike's trying to tell me that I can't be on light duty after 30 days. Even
fuck
though
you
my
can.
Doctor has put me on light duty, he's trying to tell me I can't be on light duty.
Okay.
Oh, shit. You can go back to the doctor and have the doctor specifically write another order.
Well, I did.
She has a valid order right now.
Yeah, where I went the other day.
And he's still telling you no?
It hasn't been 30 days.
Tomorrow it makes 30 days from the first day that I went on light duty. And that's what he's trying to say.
Okay, but nah. Your doctor... Oh, yeah. Fuck what the little nigger at work says. Your fucking doctor says something.
Are you still...
If he goes against it, that is a lawsuit with triple money.
Yeah. Are you still seeing the doctor?
Yes, because my finger is still broken. It's not completely healed.
You know what I'd do? I'd go back to the... I'd call the doctor's office and tell them, I'm having an issue at work. They do not believe that I am to be continued on as...
Well, when I
worker?
Talked to the doctor about them making me do stuff like that, he said that I needed to take it to HR.
Yeah. You need to take it to a fucking lawyer and be like, this fucking nigger's telling me to do shit. Fuck this nigger.
I do have an update from my lawyer.
Yeah?
They have got their first offer. They're working on getting the top offer now.
The first offer?
Mm-hmm. You know how the insurance comes in with the super low offer at first?
Yeah.
Yeah. We received that at, I think... She was saying that was around $30,000 something.
Ooh. Now, is that yours, or is that paying...
But like I said, that's the low number.
That's the low. Now, yep. Is that yours, or is that paying for everything?
That's both.
Okay.
And he can't fire you.
So you're going to pay for everything and then get the access.
Because, all right, I think the official was I have $12,500 in medical bills.
Okay.
And what happens is I get that and then... Or get whatever settlement I get, and then pay the medical bills first.
Yeah.
Then the lawyer gets their cut, and the rest is mine.
Right. So you're getting like a couple grand.
Probably more than that. If the $30,000 is the low offer.
Yeah. Fair enough. But you know, fucking old beardy touchy kids is gonna fucking take his cut.
Yeah. But and they're gonna what do they call it? Negotiate down with the medical people, so I don't have to pay them as much.
Right.
So that leaves more money in my pocket.
Well, that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah. I will say the way it's structured is that for Kid Touchy McRapey to get his money, he has to make sure I get my money. Yeah. So it works out. I like that Kid Touchy McRapey.
If you have a structured settlement and you need cash now.
See, I hope I don't have a... cash now.
Yeah.
I hope I don't have a structured settlement. She was saying I probably won't have a structured settlement.
Right.
It'll just take a couple weeks for all that to clear.
Right.
And it's tax-free.
Tax-free. That's fantastic. That's the religious way of doing everything.
Tax-free.
You should start a church of Nod.
See, I would like that out in the desert.
Yeah.
You know, we just do some peyote and smoke a bowl and talk about God.
Yeah, man, he's, you know, our God doesn't shoot up fucking disabled holiday parties.
Our God doesn't care if you drew a naughty cartoon.
Yeah. You could show his picture.
Yeah.
You know.
My God's narcissistic. What the fuck's wrong with yours?
Well, I don't know. Has there ever been a picture of God?
I mean, I guess the paintings of God, like in the Sistine Chapel.
Because, I mean, there's enough of Jesus out there. We all know that he's a long-haired hippie with a beard.
With amazing abs,
apparently. Yeah. But, you know, they've never come through and said, this is what God looks like. I mean, he's a deity. What does it matter?
Well, like I said, like, on the Sistine Chapel, he's got white hair and a beard and a robe. So, it, like, he looks like a Penn State coach.
That's... It's a little dated. A little dated... And Joe Paterno didn't have a beard.
Well, I'm just saying he probably does now.
Okay, fair enough. Because the hair does grow after you die, so.
Yeah, it does keep growing.
Yeah, you got me.
Do you think Fogle's going to make it to the end of his run?
Ooh.
Or are they going to take him out in prison?
I don't know. He's probably one of them protected ones, so.
Because me and Minnie were talking, he's probably going to go to the one of those fucking white-collar prisons.
Yeah, he's going to get the special treatment because he's going to be able to afford it.
True. Well, does he? Yeah, because me and her, that's right, me and her talked about that, about they couldn't touch his money because he didn't make it on child porn.
Well, they could take it for his victim.
Well, yeah, restitution.
But they're not going to get his entire Subway money. Like, that dude made fucking millions.
Yes, he did. Oh, my God.
What?
Your cat just made it to the top, almost at the WD-40 at the top from the bottom.
A little bastard can jump.
He's got hops.
Yeah. He's not white. Ma has a picture of God is made of fire, the Bible says.
No, that's just the bush.
Yeah. That was the form he took when he talked.
And, according to a lot of religions, that wasn't even God. That was the Metatron, or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah.
Alan Rickman in Dogma.
Yeah, the voice of God. Because if God spoke to us, our heads would explode. Which I find that hard to believe.
I do too.
Like, I think our brains would explode from, like, what he told us.
Yeah, but not, as far not as from just the sound his voice, of the voice.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't even know what to say to him. Like, what's up, man?
He has to be like, why?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool mountain you made.
Why?
Yeah.
Just why?
Yeah. Like, why?
Do
why?
You have the sickest sick humor ever, or what?
Well, he gave us free will, is the point. So, you know, once he gave us free will, I guess it's out of his hands.
Did you hear about my brother tattling on her because they got into an argument about God?
No.
Oh, yeah. They were discussing gay people.
Discussing gay people? What about gay people?
He thinks that they're sinful.
Well, yeah.
And she said that if God were to make someone that was gay, and then they felt gay intentions, and he sent them to hell for being gay, then that would make God evil.
No.
To make someone just to send them to hell?
Yeah, but he gave you free will, so it's not...
But they say it's not a choice.
The fuck it ain't. You have free will. Can you please, like, right, okay. Fucking murder that shit?
I'm going.
She likes the tuna game, apparently.
Teresa up just to tell her that I said God was evil. I didn't say God was evil. I said that was evil of God to do that.
Well, I mean,
then he went and called his grannies to tell them.
Granny, this little firecrotch bitch told me that the God's evil. Is God evil?
So I went outside in the middle of him telling his granny and went to fuck off.
Have you ever just like?
I'm sorry.
Like, just walk up and punch him in the balls.
According to him, we'll miss because he has tiny balls and tiny penis.
Yeah, he likes to tell me that often. What?
My brother likes to inform her of his penis size.
It's abysmal.
Yeah. He said it was little. And that's why he keeps peeing on the toilet seat.
Now, I'm going to say this. I got accused of that until I was 22 years old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Accused it. And well, you stop doing that. You stop doing that. And then I moved to Florida. About 3 months after I lived there for a while, I got the phone call. Hey, I'm sorry. It wasn't you. Like, yeah.
You think I've been telling you for years.
Yeah. I got the other side of the families. I didn't get that one.
Oh, man.
Miles says, people are born intersex having both a dick and vag, and no matter who they go with, technically they're a sinner, and that's fucked. How about this? God does what he wants. Deal with it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. She has whip mayonnaise as her ringtone.
I would have to fucking throw your phone in a cat box and hope someone calls.
Oh, my God. We were sitting there one night, and she had a friend texting her every 3 seconds. Like, she was going and fixing her food or whatever for dinner, and if the phone was sitting there, I really wanted to just throw it. I wasn't.
And it's
going
a terrible
to.
Song. Like, there's no redeeming qualities in
well,
that
no.
song.
It wasn't even that song. No. That was the problem. It was the Mario.
Don't ruin Mario for me.
It's already done. Mario Maker is a done thing.
Ugh. I kind of want to play that.
Yeah, it could be fun. I feel like the 12-year-old in me would have loved it. Yeah. Like, the 12-year-old me would have been all on it. But now I'm just like, that's cool, Nintendo. You're still a thing.
Yeah, you're trying. I sat there and watched PlayStation's fucking their access or whatever the fuck they're doing. And I sat there for an hour just watching game after game after game go through. And not one even caught me. Like, not even one where I was like, eh, all right.
And they usually do have that one that's like, yeah, man, all right.
Man, fuck you. I'm not getting that. Not one. And I saw everybody on there, oh my God, Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy is the faggiest game on the planet.
I like Final Fantasy.
Why? You can play that game in your sleep.
Not the newer ones.
The fuck you can't. Attack A.
Well, they've updated it. I will say that is a valid concern for most of them up until 12. After 12, that's no longer a valid criticism.
It's, you still.
No, it is very mind-numbing.
It's just, there's no fucking, there's nothing here to it.
What game is she playing now?
Uno. Here, let's fucking mic this up.
Draw two cards.
What are you winning?
You fucking whore.
What about your ex?
I don't know. I know she was texting me earlier. That was the problem.
Can you please cut that
I can't
down.
Cut it down. I've tried. I don't know how to cut it down, you fucking bitch.
The fuck?
I don't know, man.
But yeah, at all them fucking video games, not one. And then I watched the Game Awards. I don't know if you've...
I perused, like, the results. I didn't really watch it.
That was boring as well.
Damn.
Like, it just seems like all the games that were decent and are going to be good are out now.
Oh, the only one that they announced or whatever that made me go, was that Batman Telltale game?
Yeah.
Which all the nerds were losing their minds going, why are you making another Batman game?
And all right, I don't know if you realized it, but that Michonne game, do you realize what that is?
No.
Did you? Okay. The Michonne, do you remember when Michonne disappeared?
Yeah, and she was on the ship.
She was on the ship? Mm-hmm. Guess what that is?
I thought that was season two.
Well, no, season two is its own thing with Clementine.
Oh, see, I thought Michonne was supposed to be season two.
No, season two is already out.
Well, I know, but I thought that was... My bad.
But no, it's the comic side of Michonne. Yeah, what she did.
That's cool.
I might be in on that.
Does that mean you get to see the tiger?
Yeah.
When she comes back a couple of times? Because she comes in and out a couple of times.
Did she?
Yeah.
I thought she was gone for like 20 issues.
She was gone, and then she comes back for like 2 issues, and then goes back out to sea again, and then comes back and stays.
Right. I know this.
Boom,
I know you're not. You don't watch the TV
I'm
show.
I'm about to start.
You're about to start.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you starting from the beginning?
No, fuck that.
Okay. I was, to say I was severely disappointed at the finale, it's an understatement. Because when you're expecting one thing and you get another, it's not fun.
It's, you gotta wait for Negan.
So, I'm going into the last episode going, alright man, we're gonna get everything. Fucking Carl's eye, Rick's gonna fucking lose his hand, Negan's gonna show up at the end, we're gonna be, I'm gonna be waiting 6 months for, oh my God! The best part about the episode is the prologue teaser that they sent me an email for 4 days after the show was on.
Damn.
For a half of a second.
Of extra footage?
Not even that. One of the characters goes, all right, so something happens, and there's three of them. I won't say what because I'll stay vague. Yeah, yeah. But there's three of them that are out there while all of this horse shit's happening.
Gotcha.
So they deal with all this bullshit, and they're on their way back. And if they're trying to put this as the famous baseball bat scene.
Gotcha.
I'm going to fucking murder somebody. Mm. Because it's set up kind of like that. You know, they're on their way and they meet saviors.
Gotcha.
So he walks up, he goes, you know, the three are in the truck. They're aiming weapons at him. It's a bunch of dudes on motorcycles. And he goes, all of your shit, including the truck and whatever, if you have napkins in your glove box, those are ours. If you've got tampons, if you've got all this shit is Negan's.
Ooh.
And like I said, the best fucking part is what they didn't even have on the fucking show.
Oh, man.
And then, oh, yeah, but you got to wait till February now.
Goddamn.
So, if you are wanting to deal with Negan, you are going to want to catch up before February because it's coming.
I know it's coming.
Yeah. But.
So is Batman versus Superman.
Okay. I saw that. I have not seen the newest trailer.
You need to see the newest trailer.
No. Because immediately after it released, I watched 10 to 12 people go, why the fuck did they spoil this? Like, apparently it's a spoiler-heavy trailer.
Only in one aspect can I say that it was spoilery. That one aspect's
pretty fucking big. I mean, you're putting Doomsday on screen. Yeah, I mean, come the fuck on, man. I knew Doomsday was there, but I didn't want to see him until the movie.
But, see, we're assuming that that's near the end. How do we know that's near the end?
No, that's from what the thing that I read, that's the first part of him.
And yeah, then, like that he's going to keep going.
And then keep going. But I just read so many things going, oh, it's spoiler, 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 spoiler. I was like, yeah, I don't want to see it now.
Did you at least see the teaser?
Yes.
Okay, that was good.
Like, I purposely don't want to see that exact specific trailer because I don't need any more to fucking make me want to see it. Like, I'm going to watch the movie. Am I going to the theater? Fuck no.
Yep, I will be there.
Like, I think we're going to see
Star Wars.
I'm pretty sure we are.
I will see Captain America in the theater. I'll probably see Deadpool.
Did you watch Jessica Jones yet?
I'm still going through that.
Where are you at?
Fourth episode?
Okay, I'll shut my mouth. We can't discuss this.
No, probably not. I know I liked when he said sweet Christmas after fucking her.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of other things that I enjoyed.
The last thing that happened that was major was the Trish had that conversation through the door with the cop.
Okay.
That's about where I am.
All right.
You're at a good...
Shh.
I know I already like David Tennant as a bad guy.
David Tennant. All right. Now, I will say this. I fucking hate Doctor Who. Hate it. Not going to want to watch it. I don't care how much Bobby Hill from Brain Stew fucking tells me I need to watch it. I don't fucking care. I'm not watching it. I don't care. But David Tennant was so good. And Jessica Jones, I might watch just his shit. And that's all that I'm going to care about. Because I've got a screwdriver. It's galactic. Shut up.
It's a sonic screwdriver. Get it right.
You know what it is? It's a shut the fuck up, watch your show, and shut the fuck up.
It looks like the vibrating part of a dildo.
You know what it looks like? It looks like he needs to shove that in his fucking mouth and die with it. There's 11 doctors. Who gives a fuck?
There's more than 11 now.
I don't fucking care. What? Fuck that show. Oh my god, it's a doctor and he's got an assistant and he's got a screwdriver. Ugh.
And he saves the day by traveling through time.
Does he?
Yup.
I'm sorry to steal Norton's bit, but does he? Fucking... Whoever likes that show and is religious about it. And it's on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you want to know, you follow Ash. He'll fucking spoil the shit out of that episode right after. I ain't watched none of them, but I know what happened on this season. Because old Ashley's giving me what's up. Aside from him telling me he's building Moxie in Minecraft. I'm just like, dude. Okay. I like you. I really do. Don't take this the wrong way. but you need some vagina in your life, bro.
How can you take that the wrong way?
No, because, well, I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
I said he needs vagina in his life, because if you read his profile and all the shit that he puts up there, you would deduce that he needs dick in his life, not vagina.
He does post like he's an anime girl.
He does.
Like, I wonder which one of his sailors is his favorite.
It's like, I get it. You like burlesque. All right. And I'm not knocking Moxie. Don't take me wrong, man. I ain't got nothing bad to say about him. But I'm pretty sure none of them care that you're putting their fucking haul in Minecraft.
No. At all.
Yeah. No, I could be wrong.
Penis.
I could be wrong. You know, because I don't understand the Minecrafts either.
Yeah, I think we are a little old to understand the Minecraft.
And by the way, fuck you, Fallout, for making me play fucking Minecraft.
I've heard that.
It's fucking spoiler alert. You're going to play Minecraft in Fallout.
Have you heard old T-Roy's review of Fallout?
Do I want to know this?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Is it?
Game of the year. It's going to win every award.
No.
Hands down.
No.
Except for it has too long of loading time.
That's okay. You want the non-spoiler, right? All right. Loading screens are fucking ridiculous.
Really?
Like, back to fucking N64 days bad.
Ooh.
Of fucking, I need to get to point A, right? I could fast travel to point A and get there quicker, but I'm only two doors over, so I can walk there. But there's four loading screens between there.
Ooh.
And instead of walking that, I could just fast travel.
Gotcha.
Now, is it a good game? Sure.
Well, it's Fallout. It's going to be good.
It's Fallout. Yeah.
And it is the Capital Wasteland again, right?
No. It's Boston.
Okay. Okay. All
right. It looks like shit.
I've heard that as well.
It looks like
in fact,
shit.
I was at McDonald's and somebody was playing on their laptop and I thought they were playing Fallout 3. They were playing.
It's fucking Fallout 3 graphics.
Until a cutscene happened and I was like, oh, okay.
And even then, people's faces look like shit. Like, give me mod support where it's going to look all nice and polished and clean and shit.
And smooth.
Yeah. Give me that. Hurry the fuck up, and I've already bought the DLC, so hurry the fuck up with that too. But do I hate it and regret the purchase? No. But if this DLC sucks, I have no fucking, like, I'm screwed. Because yeah,
but you bought just the season one though.
Yeah, don't get me started on season one and fucking season two DLC. Because fuck you, Evolve. You got my $12.50 again. And now I have both fucking seasons. And now, by the time you put it out in March, there's going to be season three. And fuck you, I'm not buying that. I said that about two. And that first fucking sale, I was like, ooh, that's a pretty cool spider. And then that fucking spider sucks.
Damn.
Oh, it sucks. Like, I'm like, oh, cool, man. I could jump all over the place and hang on the fucking wall and spit on people. That thing, you get one encounter and they fucking murder you.
Damn.
Like, now the fucking characters that you get are pretty good. I like Lennox. That's like, it's badass. If you don't pay attention to that motherfucker, because it's got a whip, right? And each hit that you get starts a multiplayer. Well, if they don't hit you, your multiplayer goes up 2, 4, 6, 8, right? You hit them with fucking 8, and you get it up to 8, and just keep whipping them motherfuckers, they die. So,
there you go.
I love me some Evolve, but fuck your DLC practices. Fallout's fantastic. Gears of War can eat my balls.
See, that's what I'm having fun with Titanfall.
Titanfall was a fantastic game. I would say it was Game of the Year last year, but I think it came out the year before that.
It did, 14.
As far as Game of the Year for me this year, it ain't Fallout.
He says it's Fallout.
It's not Fallout.
Well, T-Roy's right about everything, don't you know?
Well, it lost to fucking Witcher at the Game Awards, so.
Well, that's biased, don't you know?
How was it biased?
Because it has to be done by official Xbox magazine.
No. Which doesn't that's exist. Fucking biased. Get the fuck out of here.
That's what he goes off of all his stuff on. Yeah. He wants it all from official Xbox. Because that's
and even then, they're not going to say it's game of the year. I guarantee you want to know what official Xbox is going to say was the game of the year?
Halo 5.
No. Ori.
Yeah, yep.
I guarantee you they're going to say Ori the Blind Forest.
Yep.
Now, I don't know why people love that shit, but meh.
Yeah, everyone does seem to be on its nuts.
Ma, what about Battlefront's $60 DLC? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, $60 DLC. No. Another set of the game. And this comes from a game that the reason why I did not purchase it is because it has nothing to it.
I have heard it was very bare.
It's fucking bare. Everyone that I've talked to said they got 10 hours out of it, and they were like, eh, fuck this. Pretty fucking game.
The guy I talked to at work was like, you know, it's kind of fun for nostalgia purposes.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's...
Yeah. You know what that says to me? Dumbasses will play it all the time, so you can wait until it comes down to $20.
Yep.
And by then, there'll still be dumbass 13-year-old kids that I can murder on it, you know?
Yeah.
But, I'm so fucking tired of the new trend of we're going to make a video game, and then we're going to section off and piece out every fucking aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
From fucking Skylanders to Lego Dimensions, like... I was trying to explain this to him the other day. I was like, your generation is ruining games. Because now, like, okay, if a game like Skylanders came out where you didn't have to purchase all the fucking characters,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind paying for some DLC characters on that shit.
Yeah.
Some of those could have been some DLC.
Absolutely.
But fucking... Like, not even one character. If you lose the fucking, like, real-world character, you can't use it no more. What the fuck?
I will say that at least the amiibos, at least you put it on the thing you already have. Like, you put it on the, like, Wii U thingy.
Yeah.
And it are, like, you don't need to get your own portal and shit.
Yeah.
Either way, I still hate the idea overall. But if you're going to do it.
And even he goes, well, his one defense was it, well, how are you going to switch out characters? Maybe if I hit the yellow button and it brings up a list, I can just scroll down and I need this guy.
Yeah.
Not fucking... And then, oh yeah, by the way, the characters are fucking Lego goddamn dimensions. All right.
Oh, I know. It's the devil.
$24 battle packs.
Oh, I know.
$14.99 singles.
Oh, I know. And with the $14.99 singles, you don't even get a level.
No.
You just get like the whatever it is.
The character, yeah. Fuck you, video game industry. You're like crack. No one can put you down.
And now the music games are coming back around.
I will admit, I kind of want some Rock Band 4.
Yeah.
And I'm generally interested in Guitar Hero Live, only because of that DLC channel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I might end up playing some bullshit, but they've got Pantera. I'm in.
And I do like with the Rock Band one, whatever we've bought still is playable.
Yeah. They had the VR shit. They've got VR Rock Band coming now.
Huh.
Like you put the VR on.
Yeah, yeah. And,
you know, that's kind of cool. You still use your controller, you know, but when you look around, you're actually...
In an arena of some sort.
With the fucking shit, but... $12 for a Skylanders figure. That's not shit. I'd rather pay that than fucking Lego Dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Lego Dimensions can eat my fucking balls. You do not need to fucking charge this much. It's not fucking necessary.
When you get the base game at $80 on Black Friday, that's a problem.
Yeah. $20 off. Like, I just... Here's what I want to do. I want to skip a year. Like, just skip it. And then I'll buy last year's games next year when they're fucking $20. You know, that fucking sounds like a whole lot more fun than buying it for fucking $100 base and then $14 for a figure and $24 for a level.
That's how I've been for a while.
Like $24 for a level pack.
I think.
And I want the Simpsons one. I want the Back to the Future one. I want to go crazy, and I want all of them.
Oh, yeah. It's like every awesomeness.
$432 if you bought everything.
Is that what the official is?
$432 if you bought the base game and all the packs.
No.
And we're talking Ghostbusters, Scooby-Doo, fucking Doctor Who. And
And the bad part is you know people are going to buy it.
Oh, I know there's some little fucking rat-nosed kid out there that has every single one of them. And he played it. He played it.
Ethan.
He played it for 2 fucking minutes, right? And then set it up on his fucking, you know, mantle of, hey, look what I got. I don't even have it. That's what he did. You want to talk about the ultimate irritating thing? I kind of sat here one day and I was like, all right, I'm going to he's gotten every single Skylanders for whatever. Gotcha. I go through his achievements and he barely has any of them.
See, that would be the only reason I would go and buy them all. Unless they were all super cool.
Okay, like, I got to stop here. Miles says, I still need to get a PS4. Why in the fuck are you buying that fucking piece of shit?
Yeah.
And I'm not even against
playing it. Console boy.
Yeah. I'm not even trying to play fanboy card here. I'm just, why? Like, is it the Japanese games that you're after? Because that's about all you're going to get. You're getting some JRPGs and Uncharted.
Yep. That does look like about all they got.
Yeah.
And even a lot of the JRPGs are coming out on both.
Yeah. Like, okay. I know they got 8 PS2 games today.
Huh. All
right. You can repurchase PS2 games. And it's not like what I just did where I borrowed Stick of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And finally put it in my Xbox, and it's backwards compatible, and I can play Stick of Truth now. Haven't started it.
Oh, okay.
Because I have, like, a backlog of fucking shit. But no, your fucking favorite games are not Sony exclusive. What favorite fucking games are Sony exclusive? Give me a list while we discuss this.
We're going to start having to lose respect for this person.
So, yeah, you're fucking losing points. Go ahead. So they put out fucking 8 games from the PS2. Not even the PS3.
PS2.
PS2. How much would you pay?
Oh, am I paying?
How much? Oh, you're fucking paying. You're fucking paying. How much would you pay for Grand Theft Auto?
Okay.
Vice City. Like, I think it's 3 Vice City and San Andreas. And then there's like 5 other fucking bullshit games that no one gives a fuck about. But really, the only ones that caught my eye was the GTAs. How much would you pay?
For all 5 of those?
No. A piece.
Oh, a piece.
A piece. Now, granted, they do come with trophy support, and they're supposed to be upscaled to 1080p.
Okay,
I already have that on Xbox, by the way.
Okay, at that.
And it's a 15. Fraction of... How much?
15.
That's what they want. A piece. A fucking piece.
No.
Are you fucking... mad? Go ahead! Ago. No! Go run in and buy that Sony PlayStation. Have at that shit. Like, Microsoft fucked up. I'm not even going to get there, man. Microsoft fucked up. I love their image of it.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, I wouldn't have had to get up and change discs. I was ready to get rid of the disc-based shit. I'm ready. So, the internet bitches and moans because they're not going to have fucking discs. And Sony's sitting here fucking smelling like whatever and fucking everyone's going to buy a Sony. Everyone's going to have a PS4.
Has she said what her exclusive games are?
No, yet? I'm still waiting for the list of what the fuck is exclusive to Sony. Oh, here it comes. All right. Ratchet and Clank.
Okay, I'll give that to you.
Jack and Dexter.
All right.
And the new Guardian game from the people that made Shadow of Colossus.
I can't go that high.
Oh, shit, I didn't notice it was that.
Sorry, the old lady's walking through. Sly Cooper. Okay, not fair enough. But would you pay $15 a piece to play the old games on the new console? Because, okay, Ratchet and Clank, you're waiting until next year.
Yep.
All right, Jack and Dexter isn't even announced. The new Guardian game from the people that made Shadow Colossus. By the way, hold your breath on that one. You're going to die before it comes out. The demo that you saw at E3 is what they've probably worked on for the last 8 years.
Yeah.
And it looked like shit. That fucking goddamn thing looked like shit. Oh, it's a griffin. Shut up. It's a fucking bird chicken thing with a weird, it acts like a dog and some little fucking annoying bastard kid running around. And that's your fucking game? I mean, I'm not even fucking mentioning. Let's leave Halo out of this. Gears.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell me Gears ain't badass.
All right.
I might hate the install times on the motherfucker, but backwards compatibility. I'm going to throw that out there because, you know, there's only 100. But
and I do know, I don't know how much you've been messing around with your 360 at all, but if you're on it, like on a 360 and I'm looking at my games, it is now telling me you can play this on an Xbox One now.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but like you get, like when I go to get on mine, it literally emulates the motherfucker. And if you wanted to get in a party now, there's no difference. You could send me a party invite and I could get in the party on my Xbox One.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Maul, the character was clipping on the environment. It looked like a PS2 game. It looked like shit. And that's what you're fucking waiting on? Like, I'm sorry.
I'm waiting for Kingdom Hearts 3, damn it.
Yeah, that's coming to Xbox.
And it looks pretty.
Maul, but I love the company because they made ISO.
No, no, I will back her up there.
Yeah, no. There's having nostalgia.
Shadow of the Colossus is one of the best games ever made.
And that's fine. It wasn't my type of game, and if it makes you happy, whatever. But you have to admit that Sony came out of that E3 last year smelling like roses, mm-hmm. and then since then has executed shit nothing. The bucket everywhere.
He's like Obama on the campaign trail.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Microsoft goes, okay, we fucked up. Let's fix this. And I feel, as an Xbox One owner, I feel like they've come through. Like, I can now play, you know, whatever I fucking want, essentially. Because they're promising monthly updates to this list.
Yeah.
And okay, yeah, I really don't give a fuck about playing old games, but there are some ones, like, okay, when they put the Call of Duties back up, I could go back to playing with you guys again.
Yeah.
I don't have to fucking switch, you know, my shit. She's even admitting they're blowing chunks, but she wants to buy one.
Does she have, do you have a one?
I don't
know. Or a 360?
Yeah.
And if so, why aren't you our friend already?
Yeah, no shit. My fucking name's Easy. Take a guess at what it is.
Same here. Where do you, here's a hint. All of us took our names from our gamer tags.
Wonder how that happened, man. That was fucking smart, wasn't it? Smart we were.
Too bad that judge guy.
Yeah. No shit.
People are going to start looking for judge or radio judge.
No, I fully understand that you are tied to Ratchet and Clank and all that shit and Sly Cooper and Guardian. But there comes a time when you start trying to argue with me about which one's better, and, you know, I'm sorry, Sony's getting fucking tanked in less than 10 years.
As far as a game company. Now, the company's not going anywhere.
No, but as a game company, they needed the PS4 to sell what it did. And if you've noticed,
something.
Yeah, if you've noticed, they don't have the party support. Oh, my God, they got Call of Duty.
Ooh,
you got Call of Duty. How much did that cost them? I want to know how much that cost them, because I bet it's more than what it should have been. Because fucking Xbox ringed the shit out of that. And then they're fucking footing $3 million for the World Championships of Call of Duty.
Ooh. That's fun.
Yeah. She's not saying Sony is better. I was going to say, like, I know I'm a fanboy and I'm biased, but...
Okay, at least that explains why she needs to buy a PS4, because the games she wants to play are on the PS4.
Okay, I get it. She gives a shit about the games, and that's the way it should be. But I love Sony fanboys. I love them, because they're so blind and ignorant towards how much they aren't getting.
Yeah.
And just, like, they've... okay, Xbox updates their console, the one... I'm even in the preview build. My shit updates like once a week with some new shit. Always new shit. I can count on one hand how many times Sony's updated their console since release.
And didn't they have their PlayStation Network go down for like a month?
I don't know about a month, but I know it was down for a good while. But
then it was down long enough for me to feel bad for them.
We had Xbox down on motherfucking Christmas Day, so...
Okay, but that's a fucking heavy ass day. Yeah. And that's one day compared to and
that was
a month.
That was a shithead 13-year-old in fucking Denmark fucking off.
Yeah.
Oh, they took you down with that. Yeah, that kid was determined, mm-hmm. and he got shit done. I don't know. I wouldn't consider myself a fanboy. I really wouldn't. But I am loyal, but I'm not, because I had a PlayStation, and then I switched to... I hated Xbox.
The first one? Oh, my God. I
fucking hated that first Xbox. Big old VCR-looking piece of shit. look what I got in my corner. Big old VCR-looking piece of shit.
I love how she came running out of the corner like, wait a minute, hold on now. What do you got sitting over there?
Oh, that's why I scratched my head.
It is a VCR-looking piece of shit, but it actually does shit right. Because, you know, there's not a day go by that I don't use it in some fashion. And I'm not even talking gaming-wise.
Yeah, I've noticed, like, sometimes you'll be just watching.
Yeah, I'll throw Media Center fucking whatever on.
Flexing it.
That, it's on right now. That's fucking, you know, that's my TV. Cody. I love Cody. Of course, you have fucking TV, so.
TV and unlimited internet.
Yeah, fuck you.
Why does she have a drink in her purse?
I don't know. But if there's anything in it, I'm drinking it. There's not.
I have learned to not question anything to do with your sister.
But.
No. If Ratchet and Clank and all those other games were Xbox exclusive, I'd buy Xbox because I love them. If they were on the Wii, I'd buy them.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, so fucking get a Wii U.
I feel like
they're the cheapest they've ever been.
I feel like the only thing the Wii really has going for it, though, is the Mario Maker right now.
Splatoon.
Oh, yeah, Splatoon is out.
Smash Brothers. Yeah. Mario Kart. Zelda's coming.
True.
Star Fox is coming.
Is it going to be a real Star Fox, or is it going to be like he's running around the ground again?
I don't know.
I didn't like Star Fox Adventures.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think it's going to be more in the air type shit. But, you know, I'm not going to knock Nintendo, because Nintendo has a certain niche audience that they go after.
Mm-hmm.
And they do really well doing it. But as far as, like, getting me off of my Xbox, it's never going to happen.
I still don't know why, and I know neither me nor you really would play it, but I don't see why they've never made a console version of Pokemon. That shit would sell. They've done, like, the stadiums and shit, but they've never done a, like, 120-hour Pokemon game.
Does anyone besides Ashley really want that?
I don't know. I've seen the internet. They want it.
Maul, Star Fox Adventures was cancer.
No, that's not true, because I beat cancer.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it was. It was Scott Weiland's alcohol and coke addiction.
You didn't beat that. Nope.
Fucking, you made a Scott Weiland joke. Yeah, I fucking did. Get over it. Okay? Fucking drugs. Shit happened. It should have happened in 1997. But it didn't. He fucking made it to 48.
So surprising.
Yeah. I don't know. It's gaming now, it just seems like rehashed bullshit.
Some of it.
And I know, you know, I'm harping on fucking backwards compatibility being awesome, so I guess I'm guilty of it as well. But, you know, I just bought a rehashed Dishonored, so. But it was a fantastic game.
It's on there. I just haven't played it. Oof.
I'm sorry. You really need to play that game. Like, it's fucking good.
I've got so many games that I haven't even fucking started.
Yeah.
I know you know the feeling.
Right now, especially, because I can't get away from Fallout to fucking do anything. Like, I've got Stick of Truth. I've got that right now. I haven't even played it. Yeah. It's right there. It's open until Monday morning.
You haven't even started. I haven't
fucking started fucking with it. It's one. I read what it was. It's one level with base weapons. That's what I said. Fuck it. That was kind of. I like this idea of buying the new game and getting the old game digitally.
Yeah, that's a fun idea.
With backwards compatibility, because Fallout 3, that, honestly, is a good game.
Huh, Black Ops 3?
Yeah, don't buy it on your fucking 360 because it's only multiplayer.
It's only a multiplayer, yeah.
Pick that up. Pick those up. Got rid of that.
I own Borderlands.
Got rid of that. Got that for free. That's still fantastic.
I still haven't even played any of that heist shit.
Ugh.
I haven't even installed it yet.
Yeah. And then there's Evolve.
Yeah.
The game that should have been. Fucking gaming.
This is very sad to me. Because it had so much potential.
It did. It was supposed to be good. But it wasn't. Yet I still bought every single thing.
I already know this. That once I get my one, that's going to be one of the games I buy.
You will be the first person on my friends list to own it.
Well, there you
like,
go.
I'm not even kidding. Like, you want to know how good I am at this game? I love Xbox One. Because now they'll fucking tell you they have nice leaderboards. And it kind of gets kind of interesting, you know, on some of the games that a lot of people have to fucking see this shit. But with a game like Evolve, this happens.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm number one in time played, number one in game per crush, number one in trapper wins, number one in assault wins, number one in monster wins, number one in matches played, number one in medic wins, number one in support.
You know why that is, though? It's because he's jobless and he has nothing else to do.
No, it's because there's fucking literally 10 people out of 100 that have it. And out of those 10, none of them have it right now.
Damn.
None of them. They've all gotten rid of it. And a lot of those played on the free weekend.
Ooh.
So there's really only about four, maybe five.
Are you better now?
Fucking goddamn video games.
What are we going to do?
Go get a job someday.
It was fun in that.
I'm back to being the only unemployed member of the show.
You know, I refuse to believe his job exists until we see it.
I don't know. I'm not going there.
Are you going to hunt the job down?
Oh, no. It's not my job to hunt it down. It's his job to prove it.
The burden of proof is
with
him.
That's right.
Here's your
burden. If he wants to be the judge, he's got to do the work. Oh, I thought you were calling him a 55-pound bag of dog shit.
You know what you are? You ain't even got headphones on.
But I don't need to hear. I know already.
You know.
I know what button to hit. Hit the button to make it go. I'm getting evil looks and kicked.
Welcome to my fucking world. What?
I'll punch you later.
You'll punch me later? What did I do?
I don't know what you did. You hit a button.
Bitch logic.
She's already brewing your punishment.
I didn't even do anything. I pushed a button. She thinks I have a fucking soundboard again. What?
Hand me my pocketbook and then let down.
Can you wait like fucking 2 seconds while I throw out, or are you just gonna... Here, never mind. Hold on. Let me stop what I'm doing.
Well, thank you for listening, folks. We're 360 on 420. That was JJ Stoner, the purse getter. I'm no doors for you.
I'm a bitch.
Speaking of, Judge isn't here this week.
Yeah, his vagina hurt.
Yeah. So hopefully next time we're back, his vagina will feel better. We'll have more marijuana.
That's why I was coming.
All right, don't shoot your friends and neighbors, everyone. If you're Muslim, pray to Allah.
Don't come to Lynchburg because we'll fucking kill you.
Apparently.
No, ain't no apparently. We're going to shoot your ass. But anyways, have a good evening. Appreciate you listening. I'm guessing this will be up for download. But
why not?
Yeah, who knows? Anyways, go fuck yourself. We might be back next week. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. Dead babies.